Give me one margarita, I'ma open my legs. Give me two margaritas, I'ma give you some head. Give me three margaritas, I'ma put it in my puss. Give me four margaritas, I'ma put it in my tush. Give me five margaritas, I'ma have some fun. Give me five margaritas, I'ma put it in your bum. Mama, Cassie D, Steve Terrell, that chick angel, this one margarita song. She said for the girls, for the brunches, I'm going to give you what you need.
It is cute. I like that it's from that woman who was on some college campus. And goes, give her one margarita and she'll open her legs.
I love that.
So obviously I spent my teenage years as a Christian, like a fundamentalist Christian. So I'm very aware of how these people think. And their concept of how people who aren't Christians live is hilarious to me. Like, because I have done the Christian living, I've done the not Christian living, I've done something in between, and the what, y'all are crazy. Like, you don't know that, like, straight girls have to go through this whole kind of rigmarole and pretend they don't want to have sex, and they have to make it up, and then they have to, like, play hard to get and all this stuff, and you think you're just going to give a girl a margarita and she's going to give it up? Some of them will. And we rate those girls.
Yes, we do.
Get yours.
I'm one of those girls. I'm not going to lie. Give me an espresso martino and I am loose.
I don't think I'm one of those girls. I was having a crisis of conscience this weekend and I was like, I'm not a one margarita kind of girl. I don't know what it is.
You give you four margaritas.
But by the time, the problem is, okay, that has to be a sweet spot with me between I'm drunk enough to be loose, but not so drunk that all I want to do is dance. If you meet me when, and God bless some of the boys who try, like they meet me when I'm too much in my, I just want to dance and have a good time moment of my night. And they're like, they want to get something started, make something happen. And I'm like, baby. At some point, Mystique, Scandalous by Mystique is going to come on. And if you think I'm going to not be here when that happens, you know, so the song for me is, give me one margarita, I'm a, do a little dance. Give me two margaritas, I'm gonna do another little dance. You can rack up all the margaritas until I pass out, I'm gonna be dancing. And that's it.
To be fair, I know about you, but I don't think I could go and order margarita in the middle of a party anyway. That's more of a home vibes brunch kind of thing. Do you know the thing? The girls don't really order margaritas in the clubs.
I know. If you go out with some of the heterosexual girlies, they love a spicy margarita.
Oh, they do love a spicy margarita.
They love a spicy margarita. But yeah, the girls, I don't think I've ever seen them order a margarita.
The girls will drink. The girls will drink at the club. They like water.
They like Red Bull.
They like Red Bull and water.
And the real wild ones, like a Red Bull on the hour, every hour, and we know why.
Dan James LDN at your service, everybody.
We will be leaving it at that. That is what some of the girls like to do. There is no judgment from me.
Never.
Before you say the welcome, I just want to finish on this point that it's very interesting to see how they get it into the club.
Very that.
Because there's been times we've all had to get a little something through security, right? Just a little something. The hourly girls, the girls who like to top up each hour.
Yeah.
They're carrying glass. How are you getting glass through?
Right?
Honestly, you need to hire circuit gays as like drug smugglers into the country. They get anything in.
Give me one margarita, I'ma put it in my hole.
Honestly.
I'ma get you in the bowl.
It's genuinely impressive how they do it.
100%.
But also, you know, if you are going to be an hourly girl, please be an hourly girl. Be safe about it. Yes. Make sure your timer is set, okay?
Correct.
None of that nonsense, because you playing in the danger zone. You can do it safely. We advocate for safety here. Thank you very much.
We do. Welcome. It is indeed coming down to Manchester Pride, and we are getting you hot, ready, and a little bit steamy with the LeBron Gays. Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. I think we're going to have to address the echo that is currently happening.
Oh, in my room.
Flat. So Nick's obviously moved and we're currently setting up like the recording scenario, like where it's going to make sense.
Yeah, we're finding balance any minute.
Yeah. I don't think we've hit the balance this week. Yeah. So no, if there is an echo, I'm not a smart enough audio engineer to get rid of it in post.
Yes.
So like it's like I sounded underwater last week because my mic was broken. Nick's going to sound like he's in a church basement for this week. And you know what? Y'all can enjoy it.
Listen, listen, you're still getting the content you love and enjoy because you also listen to. Thank you so much. Another week is here. Dan, I got a little story from the streets for you.
Oh, hit me, baby. Hit me.
Story from the streets. I just wanna say something for the girlies with a mustache out there. I get it now. I get it. Let me tell you why, because I'm currently rocking a tash, you know. I'll get into why I have one. Don't look at me, girl. It's a nice look. Don't give me that eye, that bombastic side eye over there.
It wasn't bombastic and it wasn't from the side. It was direct and to your face.
Listen. I was shaving my face for a gig the other night and I used the wrong grade on my shave and I was like, here we fucking go. And you know, as boys or people with beards, as you might know, there is something about when you fuck up your shaving, you have two things. Either shave it to fuck off or you kind of make it work. I think everybody's been there once in their lifetime. This was my situation. I was getting ready, shaved, and I thought like I was like, you know what, maybe a mustache will look good, whatever. I kid you not. I was up in the club on Saturday night, and let me tell you something which is very weird. The amount of people that are the edgy gays that came and speak to me and asked for my number was priceless. That never happens when I have a mustache. What's that about? This is new. And it was like, oh, you look very Northern Quarter. Yes, I am a Northern Quarter girly. But also, that's not my aesthetic. This was an accidental mustache.
I thought you were Green Quarter now.
Well, Green Quarter, North Quarter, it's just like, it's kind of like a unspoken about like line you cross. So basically, the core building is Green Quarter, but once you cross that traffic light, it's the Northern Quarter.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, I'm with you. It's between the lights, so you're just like right there, right in between. So I'm kind of like that kind of girly. But I've realized I've started, which is very oddly, started wearing like baggy jeans and like oversized t-shirt and Air Force Ones, which is very Northern Quarter aesthetic. And I'm just like, am I gay? Is this who I am now?
It's who I've always thought you were.
Well, I didn't know I was that girl. I know what? I'm kind of feeling it. I kind of like...
Well...
I'm kind of feeling it.
I will just say that I'm glad you're happy.
Oh my God, not this.
I will just... If I had anything to say about the current situation that we're in, is that I am glad that you are happy. I'm upset that your happiness comes at the expense of my happiness.
Oh my God, not this.
Because I have to look at your face for the 45 minutes that we record.
You see me at the weekend too, so good luck.
And I'm seeing you at the weekend. And I'll be seeing you the weekend after. I'll be staying with you the weekend after.
It will be gone by then.
In the Green Quarter. And I know you girls. Okay, no, I'm going to... Okay, let me be very delicate because y'all get stressed about this situation and I don't know why, okay? Tom of Finland...
Oh God! Here we go.
Tom of Finland is obviously a very, how would you say, influential.
It's a gay. It's a homosexual aesthetic.
Yes, it's obviously about leather and muscle daddies and like body hair and big titties and mustaches as an aesthetic choice to communicate your homosexuality. Okay, and I understand that has influenced. A lot of people. I understand.
A lot of the girlies.
I understand that that has happened, okay? And I also understand that as much as some people may think I think this, I don't. The world does not revolve around me and my desires and my wants, okay? But I do have to say, in the most delicate way possible.
Oh, look, she's treading carefully here, honeys.
If I ever became a dictator of this island nation, my word was law, okay? Any of you even dare to step outside with a, just the mustache, it's curtains for you, girl.
Not
That's
this.
An immediate arrest.
Not this.
I maintain I have never seen anyone look good with a mustache. And now I don't want to say that you look bad. You do, but I don't want to say that to you.
Yeah, but you're going to on both sides here because you have me and you have your flatmate. So you're getting a double whammy.
Now don't be talking to me about that mess, okay? Because I was trying to be nice, okay? So yes, my flatmate has decided to commit to the mustache lifestyle as well. And
It's a choice.
But I saw it and we have had conversations apart. He understands my opinion on it. Okay. He asked me if he should do it months ago and I said absolutely flat out no. I made the choice and I thought it was a very adult and mature choice to just not say anything about it. I was like, it's his life, it's his body, he has bodily autonomy. I support that. Do what you want to do. I just won't comment. That is where I'm at as an adult now. He comes up to me.
Look at the growth.
He comes up to me while I'm doing the washing up and just says, Dan, what do you think of my mustache? And I was like, see, now.
Don't ask for your opinion.
My mama did not raise a liar.
Fuck around, find out.
He pressed the fuck around button and I was ready to give him the opportunity to find out. I told him exactly what I thought. It did go down well, but then I explained. I decided to stay quiet. Okay. I said, enough is enough. I am not making any noise about any of this. But, you know, you asked me. So they're hideous. I hate them. I hate them. I've never seen someone look good with one. It doesn't work for me. If I had a husband and he was committed to growing a mustache, we would have to have a sit down conversation. And I'd have to be like, I cannot live with you. If you look like this, please stop. That is
Not you choosing violence on the whole mustache community. They're gonna come for you in this podcast, and I'm just gonna be like,
let them come.
The girls listening, they'll be like, Dan, you said on this. You know how the girls like to timestamp you. They'll be like, Dan, you said this in this episode.
I stand by it. What are you gonna do? Bring your fuzzy caterpillar at me? Trying?
Not this. Not a fuzzy caterpillar. Listen.
It doesn't look good, girls.
Listen.
You can go full beard. You can go full stubble. You can go clean shaven if you would like. This. No. Do you know what it is about the mustache? It's because you've made a choice. You have made a choice to do this because no one just accidentally has one. You can't just accidentally stumble into a mustache. Okay. There is always an option to get rid of it. Even if your razor breaks or user or grade or whatever, you can walk down to the barber, give them like, it's a 10-minute job, they'll get rid of it quick as easy, right? So people make a choice to have one and it's always a wrong choice.
Violence. Anyway, back to my story. I got laid because of my mustache. So give a girl a break here.
I mean, I can't speak for the standards of others. I can only speak for the standards of myself.
Listen, the city is on a rampage. People are hungry and dying. And if I'm on the menu because I have a mustache, I'm not saying no. That's what I'm going to say.
I mean, take what you can get. Correct. I'm glad someone's getting summit.
It ain't no hot girl summer, so take what you can get.
Lukewarm girl summer.
Not lukewarm.
Tell me why it is summertime. The weather is not fine.
Mm-mm.
And I ain't got no man up in my bed.
Mm-mm. Also, it's literally Manchester Pride next week and I do not know what to wear.
Girlies, I'm just going to wear the clothes.
Girlies, if you see us at Pride, just pass straight because you all, I'm ready for that. If you see me at Pride tweet, I know it's coming. And we know it's coming.
And you know what? I'm always the girl who comes over and says hi.
True.
I'll be flitting around, looking a mess.
I'm ready for that annual. If you see me at Pride, say hi. Okay, girl, sure. I'm ready.
Let me tell you something, Nick.
Yes, ma'am. Talk to me.
Let me tell you something. Let's get into a little bit of pop culture segments here. Ooh. I got two things to say. Let me tell you something.
Yes.
Both serious. One a lot more serious than the other. So I'm going to start with a not quite so serious one. So Heartstopper is back. Yeah. And the little baby gays are doing their baby gay business on that TV show. I don't know. I haven't watched it. I watched season one.
I haven't. I'm not going to lie. I've not watched season two. I don't know why.
So I got shamed into watching season one. So I did it.
Shame.
I sat down, I looked at it, I got my ass, I was like, let me watch this damn show. I did that. And I was like, do you know what? It's not a bad show. It's cute. It's a nice little story about some gay kids and they like fucking around and taking forever to get together. But then they finally get together and it's sweet. Okay? Love it. And I said very clearly when that show came out, my problem is not with the TV show. It is with gays in their late 20s and early 30s. Now, they gave y'all some time. I don't know, like a year and a half in between these seasons to work through your issues when it comes to high school. But we are back. It is season two, and I'm still seeing gays in their late 20s, early 30s, even into their late 30s, talking about this show like it is a personal attack on them. And they're the reason they didn't get to get, have a boyfriend in high school. And it's a whole thing. And it means such a strange thing to them. Girls, you were in high school 12 years ago. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The kids who are starting high school now were born when you were leaving. That is enough time to get over the fact that you didn't have a boyfriend when you were in high school. Please, if you're going to watch this show, which is made for teenagers,
mm-hmm.
and you are going to watch it, can you please just watch it like, this is a cute story. Love it for the girls. You don't have to be like, oh, well, you know, it was just so difficult when I was in high school and I had a crush on this boy called Nathan, and Nathan was on the football team, and he never even looked at me, but when he did, he was used to tease me, and I just really loved Nathan, but I could never tell him, and I was just so alone. And it was like, girl, okay, get in the therapist's office and tell Diane, okay,
right now.
Diane wants to hear it. I don't. If you can't be a grown ass fucking man and understand that high school happened and you can't go back and change it, and you might as well move on, you can. I bet you can have boyfriends now. You are allowed to have a boyfriend now. You're an out gay man. You can go find a man. He can be your boyfriend. You can do cute shit together. You
know, exactly.
I don't understand what this thing. I was a little closeted Christian kid in high school. I never had a boyfriend. I spent the whole time with a girlfriend. Love her to bits. She's great. Okay. She's married. She's having the best time of her life. I'm not sitting there being like, oh, if only I could have had a boyfriend when I was out. What did you think you were missing? What exactly were you missing? Nick, explain to me what you were missing from a boyfriend in high school. I don't get it.
I really don't understand how the girlies have not worked on the trauma from since then. Baby, you had time to do them fucking math. I personally, I'm not watching the show because the Hot Supper Girl owes me money, but we'll get to that in another episode.
Carry on.
Anyway, I physically do not think I have the time and brain capacity to watch another season because we know what happened. We get it. But not even that, girlies. We are now in 2023. You could find a man and make those memories that you did have in that past come to life today.
Thank you. You can go to the beach in Brighton and eat ice cream. You can do it. I don't know what other... They had that thing where they were like running around some expensive building and then they kissed in a room. You can do that. You are a grown ass man. You are a whole adult. You can do a lot of things. There is a lot of things that aren't illegal that you can do now. Why are you sat there pining? And even if you are sat there pining, why are you then getting online and telling us? What I need to know. And then when some of us rightfully come out and say, look, girls, y'all a bit sad and need to get over high school. You start swinging back at us like, oh, we're the problem.
Yeah, I know.
Because we ain't sat there crying with you. Pull it together, ladies, please.
I know. I saw one tweet. I saw one from someone saying, oh, well, if only my high school was at this, I would have had a boyfriend. I would have been married by now. Well, you're single now at 17, at 29, Aaron.
Exactly.
So...
I'm sorry, did you want to marry the first boy you met? Is that the plan here? Is that the plan? And it's really annoying because it's a cute little show. It really ain't for me. Like, it's just really not for me.
Yeah.
And we'll get to another thing that ain't for me because, girl, I got a thing for you. But please, I beg and I pray again. Move on from high school, okay? This ain't Greece. You ain't trapped in an eternal high school. We're not in Riverdale. You are a whole person. You have a job to do. You got rent to pay. You probably got a dog or cat to feed.
Baby,
we got
council tax at the minute in life.
Exactly. If you want to watch the show, watch the damn show. Think it's cute. Have a great time. If you start lamenting and thinking what your life could have been, if you could have just had a boyfriend in high school, if you could have just been out in high school. Yes, high school was tough.
For a lot of people.
I fully understand that. Yeah. That is something to work through, but you got to do the work, because I'm tired of hearing about it when this fucking show turns up every fucking time. And you make it weird for them actors who are just actual adults living their life as well.
Yeah, exactly. This is exactly why that. This is why exactly why it went so wrong for Kit last time, because you fucking forced them to come out.
Well, you know my thoughts on that.
Oh, God, not this. But anyway.
We don't need to retread those steps.
Anyway. No, I'm...
Do you know, I have never got read more by our listeners than my opinion on Kit's forced coming out.
Ooh, the girls were heated.
Girl, no one forced you. You could have just let the rumors fly.
The girls were heated. No, I don't know. I don't have the time to... I don't know. Baby, I got shit to do. I ain't got time for season 2 of Hot Stuff, especially when the girls not paying me.
Do you know what I do want to talk about? Have you watched Red, White, and Royal Blue?
You mean Red Royal Trash?
I tried. It was Sunday night. I was on FaceTime to my friend Eden, and I tried to watch that movie.
I tried.
Nick Charles.
Mm-mm.
Nicholas.
Mm-mm.
Nicholas Charles.
Mm-mm.
Whoever wrote that movie has never met a gay man in their life.
Never.
Not a day in their life have they met a gay man. Because I just didn't understand why immediately these two people fucking hated each other.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understood, they'd met once and they were fucking livid, like real mad at each other. And then that immediately changes.
Yeah.
He sends him a text. He gets his number from the MI6 or something. He sends him a text insulting him. And then I'm like, no, girls. Absolutely no. Y'all ain't gonna get me with this one.
You just know that fucking script was wrote on ChatGPT. You just know it was.
Ooh, it's bad. Ooh, that movie is bad.
Don't get me wrong. I know for a fact there's certain films that I have watched that has been gay themed. Like, Single All The Way was...
No, it was not.
It was cute.
No, it wasn't. Single All The Way.
This is awful.
Nick, oh, no. You are going to land that on the steps and just let that sit. Single All The Way is hot garbage. Single All The Way is one of the worst hour and a half of anybody's existence. If you had enough time in your life, I finished watching Single All The Way and genuinely questioned what I was doing. Once again, I maintain that gay... Movies about gay people are not made for gay people.
Mm-hmm.
They are made for straight girls to enjoy. And I know the straight girls ate up Red, White, and Royal Blue.
I know they did.
They swallowed it up like that prince swallowed up that American guy's dick. I just know it.
I couldn't get into it, Dan. I'm not going to lie. I gave it 45 minutes and I was like, nah, I'm bored of this.
I fell asleep.
It had no substance. And not even that. It's like, I don't understand how didn't get the male gaze in the storyline at all. I was like, baby, have you been to a gay club before? Have you been to anything but brunch? Because we don't act like this.
It was so stupid. It had nothing going for it. I fell asleep and then I woke up at some point and they were full on mouth kissing. One of them had their leg up and I was like, when the fuck did this happen? Because it was, you know, when you fall asleep, you haven't realized you've fallen asleep.
Yeah.
So I was like, am I lost? I must have skipped some pieces. Because I was just, they hated each other. And then it was just, garbage.
The family as well. The family's acting was awful.
I didn't even got.
It's like when, did you see when she walked into the room and she found him in the closet? She's like, how long has this been going on? And he's like, since Labor Day. Fuck off.
There was the moment when they fell into that cupboard together in the hospital or something.
Oh, God.
Early on. And then they were all like writhing on top and being mad at each other. And I was like, babes, I know me some gay men, okay? I spent a lot of time around them. If you're both going to fall into the cupboard and you're still both pretending that you don't want to fuck, but life is telling you might as well do it, there is zero chance you ain't sneaking in at least a kiss right in that cupboard right now. Don't act to me like you hate each other, because you don't. You actively don't hate each other. And everyone knows around me. I will call some bullshit out if I'm seeing some bullshit between you two, okay? If I hate it when gay men act like they hate each other because really all they want to do is fuck. And I know if me and my three good Judies weren't here, you two would be fucking raw on the floor already. So don't, why are you pretending about it? Why are you acting like this? It doesn't work. I have had, this is why I can't deal with like negging or anything. You can't neg me. You have to be nice to me. Okay. If you neg me, I'm going to just believe you don't like me and I will move on. And then you'd be messaging me afterwards and being like, hey, I thought the vibe was a bit strange. Like, were you all right? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, what do you mean what I'm talking about? You were insulting me all day.
Yeah, I hear that. And don't give me that, men, gay men show emotion different ways. Baby, no, that is rude. Don't give me that.
I don't mind. You can playfully insult me, but I don't know you like me.
Yeah.
And if you don't do it, we ain't no enemies to lovers tropes over here, girl.
No.
I'll give you a nice friends to lovers if you really want it. I'll give you a nice lovers to friends if you can do it. We do lovers to enemies if you need to. Yeah. If you want to do that, we can do that.
Read the room real quick.
No enemies to lovers. I hate enemies to lovers as a trope. It's weird expectations. And it sets up, particularly with girls and young gays who kind of fall for this, that people who are actively mean to you, mm-hmm. who dislike you, if you just stay around long enough, they will like you and they will be with you and they'll mm-hmm. show you
that's,
that you're
that's
worth
it. That's so much of a long game. I mean, playing
absolutely
that.
No for me. Nah. Absolutely no for me. I'm not, my life is not here to try and prove to you why you should treat me nice. Mm-mm. If you don't want to treat me nice, that's fine. Don't treat me at all.
Yeah.
We can be part.
And that's
anyway, yeah. No, I'm at a point now where I don't want any more gay media.
No, I feel we have enough. We have enough.
I agree with the homophobes. I don't want it shoved down my throat anymore. Okay?
Not this.
It peaked at It's a Sin. It's a Sin was fantastic. Because that was gay, made for gays to tell gay stories that weren't like love and relationship stories.
No, this was real life. Yeah.
The rest of them, girl, you can keep it. Let's keep it on Wattpad. Let's let the teenage girls write about it. Mm. And let's leave me out of it. I don't want to see it.
Before we head off, I just want to change the tone slightly, but I'm gonna voice my opinion in a way where I just want it to be how I feel about something. Recently, in our little society on Trash Island called the UK and around the world, we have just been seeing our folks from Black folks, gay folks, trans, just around the world. It's very loud and clear that we are being attacked. And it's quite sad and really, really frustrating. And my heart really went out to, you know, the incident that happened in London, in Clapham over the weekend, that I just want our people to know that you're loved. And it is a scary moment for us and everyone involved. But whatever you do, don't get pushed into a corner and make the society think that you're not wanted, you're not loved, because we're going through it. And in this moment, we definitely need to just stick together and really, you know, fight back, because it's loud and clear that we're being attacked, and it's not on. It's really not on, man. I honestly can't believe we're saying this in 2023, that this is the conversations we're having again. But if we don't have these conversations with the listeners and with anybody, you know, it's gonna eat us up inside. Dan, what's your thoughts? What's your thoughts?
So obviously Nick's talking about, there was a homophobic attack outside Two Brewers in Clapham on Sunday,
which we frequent very often.
Yeah, I'm upset to say that one of the guys is actually a friend of mine, who was one of the victims. I spoke to him on Sunday. He's doing okay. He was like, obviously a little bit shaken up, but he was like, do you know what? It's not going to stop me being who I am. Mm. And this is the thing, is like, y'all do this. And like, there's different levels of violence. So obviously there's like random acts of violence just perpetrated by one person to try and make that person not be who they are. And they're just not going to do that. Mm. And then there is statewide violence that is enacted more and more on LGBT people, particularly trans people, mm-hmm. in this fucking country, especially.
Trash Island.
And then you combine that with the struggles that people of color face. Mm. And yeah, it's a moment where we have to just sit and look and be like, actually, am I for everybody here? Am I gonna be supportive? Mm. And like, what am I capable of in this one, because I'm not going to try and make the situation worse. Mm-mm. But don't push me to the edge where I am actually considering violence against you in the street. Mm. Because I have no self-control when it comes to people I care about being hurt. Mm-hmm. And if I got to spend a night in jail because I beat your ass because you try to stab my friend, I will spend the night. I don't really care.
I'm bringing and you I don't snacks,
wanna,
girl.
Yeah. Thank you. And I don't want to say like, oh, we ain't like our grandparents. We ain't going to take it lying down or whatever, because they were fighting too.
They were like, very much fighting too.
Yeah. There has never been a situation where gay people have taken their oppression and just been like, I guess this is our bag in life to just be oppressed. Mm-mm. And I know we scare you. Mm. I know we scare you.
Yeah.
I know you ain't even listening to this show. So I'm going to say it anyway, but I'm going to talk to all of you, everybody who is homophobic out there. Mm. And doesn't even have the decency to just keep their homophobia to themselves. Mm. But y'all got to act on it. We terrify you because we do exactly what you wish you could do, which is we live who we are out loud. Mm. We have decided that actually a lot of these conditions and these restraints that you have all put on yourselves to show that you are masculine and to show that you are a man and to show that you are what you think society should be actually limits you for what you want to do. And that makes you seethe inside when you see it. Mm. You get so angry at us because we live out loud. Mm. We live proudly. We aren't scared to be us. Mm. And there is nothing you can do to make us be scared about it. Mm-hmm. So you have to resort to actual physical violence, thinking that this is going to give you power. Mm. And all it does is it makes you the least powerful person walking around. Because I promise you, you will go on Friday, whoever did this, you will walk past two brewers and it will be packed again. Mm. You could go on Saturday and it will be packed again. You could go on Sunday and it will be packed again. Because we will gather in our places where we gather. Mm-hmm. We will be with the people we love. We will continue to celebrate ourselves loudly, mm-hmm. unashamed of saying, this is who we are. This is us. You ain't going to get rid of us. And you don't get to ignore us anymore.
True.
You don't get to pretend that we don't exist because we have to shuffle off into the dark corners mm-hmm. and hide there. Okay. If we're in a dark corner, it's because we've chosen to be in a dark corner because we're doing some freak shit.
Correct. Okay. Man, so
yeah. So, yeah, I'm saying that this is an awful thing that happened.
Very awful.
And all the acts of homophobic abuse that have happened and ramped up, let's be honest, since 2016, and y'all got bold. Have been awful, but they're pointless because you can't win this one. Mm-mm. So you might as well stop trying.
Yeah.
Why don't you work out what you want to do so that you can live your life authentically you, mm-hmm. free of the shackles of what society tells you to. It's like you didn't even watch the Barbie movie. It's exactly. like you didn't even take the message of that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Girls, give it up. But yeah. I do tell you, I own a baseball bat. Mm. Don't make me bring it out to the streets of Clapham.
Tell the children.
Because I can't fight. I'll get my ass handed to me, okay? I'll be in the hospital too. Mm. But you coming with me.
True. My thing is this, before we go, my thing is this, we have nothing to offer these people. Like, we're just living. Like, baby, we're just minding our own business. Like, just keep it moving. We got nothing to offer you. We don't want nothing from you anyway. You know what I mean?
I haven't asked for a penny.
There's no ending in this. No, I mean, there's nothing. There's nothing of value.
I don't even need you to accept us. No. I don't need you to accept me. I don't need you to think what I'm doing is right. I don't need you to think that I'm not going to hell. You can have all those thoughts in the world. But y'all better have some kind of decency to keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
You ain't got to interact with me. You ain't got to be homophobic about it. You ain't got to try and change the world because you've got some kind of faith, belief, or you've been brought up to understand that men need to be one way and women need to be another, and this whole gay LGBTQ plus thing confuses you. Fine, be confused. Be dumb and confused. I'm perfectly happy for you to exist in your life as an idiot. Mm. You just can't bring that to us. The minute you bring that to us, that's where you're crossing the line.
Yeah.
100%. Absolutely. It's Black Pride on Saturday.
Yes.
In London.
Mm-hmm.
I need all of you girls to show up and show out. There will be no fear of retaliation. Mm-mm. There will be nothing that these people can do or threaten or say or shout or scream at us that is going to stop us from being us, mm-hmm. supporting on us, loving on us, making us feel big and bad and beautiful. because that's what we are. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry. Mm. You're just going to have to cope. And if you can't cope, you might as well die.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry. Amen. What else do you want from us?
Amen. That's the truth from the Low Brown Gay Towers. Well then, with that being said, let's get out of here. Right, girlies, gays, days, and everyone else, we will see you next week for the Manchester Pride edition. Post the Get You Ready for Pride episode, because it's literally...
Lord.
We need to have like a brief and a debrief. The debrief episode is going to be heavy, so get ready for that.
Well, do you know what it's going to be? Next week is going to be the Black Pride debrief.
Oh, God.
The week after that's going to be the Manchester Pride debrief.
Oh, God.
The week after that, I don't know, it's like back to school. Everybody start behaving again, please.
Yes, please. Please, for God's sakes.
Right. September's going to hit, and y'all better be in those houses, okay? I don't want to see anybody in the streets.
I wouldn't even be here in September. I'm away, girlies.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a series of guest hosts.
I know. Oh, that's going to be fun. Also, yeah, we'll figure that one out. Also, before I go, if you got any questions for us, we would love to get back. I think we've been missing a bit of mess. So I think it's time you step your pussies up and send us a mess, because next week it's going to be the back of the bus.
No, it's not. We just said it's going to be the Black Pride debrief episode.
Oh, God damn it.
Why are you adding that in?
Is that the last Wednesday? No, it's not the last Wednesday. No, we have one more Wednesday after Pride.
Yeah, but then you said that's going to be the Manchester Pride debrief episode.
Guys, I guess we haven't. Well, Back to the bus, we'll be back in September when I'm not here. Anyway, if you need us, you can find us at Dan James LD on Instagram and Twitter. Sorry, Instagram and X. You can find me.
It's Dan James LDN on Instagram and Threads.
Oh, Threads. Not the X.
I do like Threads, but I need some more mess on it.
I know.
Once the drama and the jokes gets on Threads, that'll be the place to be. Because right now, it's just people I know.
Yeah, no, it's not messy anymore. Yes, you can find us anywhere. You find your social media, anywhere listening to your podcast. We will see you next week for another episode of the Loud Brown Gays. Until then, peace out, bitches.
Deuces.
Are you ready for Pink Friday too, by the way? Because I kind of like in the song she leaked or snipped the other night. Did you hear it?
No.
Oh, it's kind of cute. I know this is my song very odd for me to say, but I'm kind of back in my Nicki Minaj bag again.
Do you know what? She did win me.
I'm not going to lie.
She won me, and I've actually liked all of her last few songs. Like,
no!
Even the Super Freaky Girl, I like it. I'm sorry. I do.
We love a comeback queen. We do.
Good for her.
Good for her.